You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Wednesday, April 9th, at approximately 10 p.m., the Taylor County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a 911 call requesting emergency medical services in the town of Pershing for two severely injured adults that were located inside the residence. Taylor County deputies, along with Taylor County EMS services, were dispatched to the scene, where they discovered two deceased adults located inside the residence. They later announced a person of interest was developed, and they were identified as Caden D. Haddon. On April 12th, at approximately 12:40 p.m., law enforcement personnel located the suspect's vehicle on private property within Price County. Upon contact with the vehicle, a deceased male subject was located inside, who was positively identified as the suspect. Preliminary investigation indicated that they died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigative efforts, including recent autopsy findings, indicated the death of the two victims was the result of a homicide. Further investigation revealed that the suspect, Caden Haddon, was responsible for the homicide and acted alone. This incident remains under investigation, and follow-up releases will be made as updates become available. Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a bargain bin basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This is a handicapped access fundraiser and will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over on West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. Starting today, you can no longer apply for Social Security benefits over the phone. Savannah Tomey-Olson explains.
Across the country, people applying for benefits or making direct deposit changes now have to do it online or in person. The Trump administration says it's part of a new identity verification process. But of course, the federal government is in the middle of massive budget cuts, which have already reduced staff and resources at the Social Security Administration. Now, some people don't have the ability to figure this stuff out on their own over the internet. So one of the biggest issues is proximity. According to the Urban Institute, one in five Wisconsinites would have to travel 46 miles or more to get to their nearest Social Security office. The number of calls to the AARP call center has more than doubled in the last 2 months. Jim Flaherty from AARP Wisconsin.
They're concerned and they're confused. And it is up to our president and our Congress to work in a bipartisan manner. This is not a partisan issue. They need to work together to make sure that this program remains strong and solvent for current and future generations.
More than 1.3 million Wisconsinites get Social Security benefits. People qualify through retirement, disability, or as a family member of someone who's eligible. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
A bill proposed last summer to make the Apostle Islands a national park is back on the table. Congressman Tom Tiffany has stated that he plans to reintroduce the bill after it was shut down last summer amid pushback from the Bayfield community. The original bill also featured very little detail on important issues such as road improvement projects, housing need, or the potential effects that increased tourism could have on that area. If the bill is signed into law, the Apostle Islands would become the first national park in the state of Wisconsin. Saturday, May 10th, starting at noon over at Bobber's on the Lake, there's a benefit to support local business owner Bobby in her fight with cancer. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, and food and refreshments. If you cannot attend but would still like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, starting at noon over at Bobber's on the Lake. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is pushing back against demands from the federal government. Savannah Tomey-Olson explains.
The Trump administration is telling state education departments to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion measures or risk losing funding. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking for more clarification. A letter from the Department of Education gave leaders 10 days to have school districts sign a form that essentially says they want to adhere to the law. Later, that deadline was extended. Schools now have until April 24th. The Department of Education said if school leaders did not sign that form, they could risk losing access to Title I funding. Underley wrote a letter back to the Department of Education saying they would not be collecting signatures from school districts, saying the request breaks rules, is redundant, and intimidates school districts. Wisconsin got $216 million from Title I programs this school year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons 140-133 in overtime. Doc Rivers on heading into the postseason with an 8-game winning streak.
I love winning going into the playoffs, but the break kind of ends that anyway. But I do think we have great confidence in each other. Our guys, you know, they like what we're doing. We have a lot of confidence, and I think that's the key going into the playoffs.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Pat Murphy says losing Saturday night in the bottom of the ninth probably stung more.
You know, the one last night maybe a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't have a very fresh pen. Hopefully, Freddie, he gave us all he had. I mean, obviously, you guys could see what you could see.
Golf, Rory McIlroy on winning his first Masters tournament.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
That's Rory McIlroy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a large Hollywood presence at this year's Cannes, some people say Cannes, Film Festival. The eighth and final installment, supposedly, of the Mission Impossible franchise, Dead Reckoning Part 2, will premiere at Cannes. Tom Cruise is expected to attend. Spike Lee will also premiere his new film, Highest to Lowest, which stars Denzel Washington. That is according to Lee's Instagram account. Scarlett Johansson makes her directorial debut at Cannes as well with her film Eleanor the Great. Films by Wes Anderson, Richard Linklater, Ari Aster, Julia DeCurno, and Kelly Reichardt are considered the ones to watch for the prestigious Palme d'Or, which is French for Golden Palm. As far as film festivals with hard-to-pronounce names and words go, Cannes, is the most prestigious. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cold or cloudy, very windy with scattered rain likely today. Our high in the low to mid 40s. We may see a little snow mixing it at times, especially into this evening. Our low tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.